Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Years, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
It's not the Outer Limits. Welcome to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Our Relics and Rarity show from 1960. The first single from a group of fellas out of Boise, Idaho, Paul Revere and the Raiders. That was their first single on the Gardena record label. The A side was actually called Beatnik Sticks. I like the instrumental, though, called Orbit. Day of the Rave, it's our Relics and Rarity show, bringing you all those great regional one-hit records, those A sides that kind of fell through the cracks, and all those records that should have been hits. We've got all those 45s, we've got them all collected. A little dusty sometimes, but we got them right here in the Relics and Rarities No Static Attic, the 60s Attic, bringing you all those great records, Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Those good times are going to be rolling. 1962, these are the Velvets.
Come on, baby, let the good times roll.
Good times roll, roll all night long. Well, I feel so good.
good sounds be rolling there. Updated version of the Shirley Lee record there from 1956. Of course, that's the Velvets there out of Odessa, Texas. Roy Orbison discovered those guys, brought them to Monument Record Label, where they signed a nice recording contract. The Velvets and their version of Let the Good Times Roll. Here's a fellow from Chicago, Gene Duke of Earl Chandler.
Tip for tip, I'm gonna pay you back. I've counted every tip, and if it takes all year, you won't get away. I'm gonna make you cry until your eyes run dry. I'm gonna make you pay, pay that tip for tip. Life for life, I'm gonna pay you back. Counted every night and every alibi right up to this day. I'll make you laugh for life. I'll treat you true for true. It's gonna be an eye for eye. Female, two for two. I'm gonna make you cry until your eyes run dry.
Special record there, Gene Duke of Earl Chandler from late 1962. It's called Tear for a Tear. And of course, that was the top 40 record in Chicago, as one would imagine being from Chicago. But of course, on a national record level, that record only went to a high of like number 114. Should have been a big hit record, though, for Gene Chandler. Write that one down. It's called Tear for a Tear. Speaking of records that should have been a smash record, this followed up Curtis Lee's song of Pretty Little Angel Eyes. It's called Under the Moon of Love.
Let's go for a little woman. Whisper things in your ear.
take my hand.
Let's go for a little walk.
Following up the top 10 record there, Pretty Little Angel Eyes, Curtis Lee from Yuma, Arizona, and Under the Moon of Love. That should have been a smash record for him, produced by Phil Spector. That record goes out to a great listener. Sent me a beautiful email, Judy out there in Huntington Beach, California. The second chart record ever for the Supremes only went to a high of number 90 on the top 100. Is stomping his feet up and down here in the No Static 60s Attic. Woo! I love that record there. Supremes and the tune called Let Me Go the Right Way from late 1962. Of course, it wasn't too long before they became a super group of the 1960s.
1964.
I'm waiting patiently. I'm really mystified.
Even some of the British invasion bands had a tough time having hit records there. A group called The Mercy Beats from 1964 came out on the Fontana record label. Tune called Really Mystified. Of course, back in 1963, everybody wanted to sound like the Belmonts. Of course, this guy was one of the Belmonts.
Last week I was lonely, so I walked down to the park. There I met a little orphan girl who was crying in the dark. So I said, come with me, my little orphan girl. Forget the past and the tears you've known. A little orphan girl, my heart is your home.
I'm the lady who wants you on.
Mastrangelo on the Lori record label, tune called Little Orphan Girl. Dion might not have been recording with the Belmonts at that time, but of course you couldn't take the Dion sound away from the Belmonts there. So write that tune down. Dana Man loves that. I'm singing along to that record there, Little Orphan Girl.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of show.
Relics and rarity show.
Dave the Raver's digging into the No Static 60s attic for this one. Comes off of an LP.
You say you'll always be proud of me. Well, I'm gonna see that you do, baby. I'll be nobody, nothing, if I do what you want me to. Yeah. See that you do, baby. I'll be somebody, something, if you'll wait, babe, I promise you. Yeah, cause I got my pride. All kids go hold his head up high. Not like you and me, victim of poverty.
Some of you out there were thinking, oh, wow, the Royal Guardsmen. Haven't heard that record in a long time. That's the original version, though, off of an LP. Young Rascals. They did that song a couple years before the Royal Guardsmen did that. And it's a tune called Baby Let's Wait.
The most music.
That's Shaking Walls here at the No Static 60s Attic. Neil and the Newcomers from 1964 on the Hallway record label. If you don't feel well these days, you better get a second opinion. It may not be the regular flu out there. It may mean you need a shot of Relics of Rarities. It may mean that you have the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. Always a second story out there. A second opinion. Two sides to every story. It's a classic here from Miss Etta James.
Treated him cruel. Now you tell me he was playing you for a fool. Every story, yeah, but two wrongs
Record debuted on the national charts back in October of 1963. Only went to a high of number 63. But on the Relics Rarity charts, that record was number one. This is Etta James there, Two Sides to Every Story. You're listening to the boss sounds of Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities. Cool tune here on the Ringo's record label, group called The Torches. No, I won't.
No, I won't be that fool anymore. No, no, no. Though I tried so hard to let you know. No, no, no. That this heart that I feel, but that heart must be the same. But I
like a record destined to be a soul classic there. The Torches, 1965 on the Ringo record label there. A tune called No, I Won't. Here's a record by a group out of San Diego, California. Had a great lead singer by the name of John Gummo.
Take a piece of chalk, draw a line and around the world about 100 times and that's how far I go for your sweet love.
Was just starting to climb up the charts in early 1964. Didn't get too high, though. Stalled at number 86 there, the Cascades, and For Your Sweet Love. Here's a young lady. I'd do anything for her sweet love. I think all of the male listeners would agree.
I see you through my window tonight. The story says if I wish upon
Then my dreams might come true.
Hey, little star,
Take a deep breath here. That's a great record there. I love that girl, too. That's Ann Margaret there. Everybody's favorite there. Hey Little Star. That came out in 1964, actually January of 1964. The record was written and arranged and conducted by David Gates. Now, David Gates is out in California right now putting a group together. I think he's got a new group out called Bread. They're working in the studio. I think they're working on a song called Make It With You. That song will be released sometime in early 1970. Now, if you're wondering, well, who is David Gates? How did David Gates get to work with a lovely star like Ann Margaret on that great song, Hey Little Star? Well, David Gates actually made some pretty cool records going back here to 1960. In fact, it was a killer record on the Mala record label. You turn those speakers up here. The Relics of Rarities vault is shaking today. I hope David Gates' new group, Bread, is going to be a killer group like that as well there. You'll Be My Baby, 1960 on the Mala record label.
We're rocking, really rocking, rocking with Dave the Ray.
Speaking of killer records... Sharp is rocking the Relics of Rarity Vault there with that one there. Long, long ponytail came out on the Jura record label there. And, of course, is Chuck Tharp, who was the original lead singer of the Fireballs. Woo! Long, long ponytail. Day of the Ravar, Relics of Rarity's get-together. I just need a shot of love. Group called The Variations there from 1966. With that shot of love, I love you so much now. Record was top five in Chicago. Only peaked at number 61 nationally.
Tonight I hope and pray your sweet love will come my way. And I need to not felt your touch. I love you so much. Show me that you're always there. Never, never let me go.
Colony 6, Tim Cole, Love You So Much, came out in late 1966. That record already had hit like the top of the charts. I think number two record actually on WLS out in Chicago. And it was number two in Chicago before it ever even hit the top 100 nationally. Great tune there, New Colony 6. Start off with like a garage type of group and a song called Love You So Much.
Day through age, relics and rarities. Whoa, ho, ho, ho.
See things in me that nobody else could see, for it looked quite deep enough to find. You passed over all my faults, and you came through it all, for no one else would have taken the time. And without as much as a word or a touch, you had me wanting you. Of sincerity, I have come to depend upon. You seem to know just what to say when the mood I'm in is gray, and your smile is like a magic wand.
Time contemplated to be a follow-up record to the turtle song of Grim Reaper of Love. They ended up putting out the single of Can I Get to Know You Better there, but of course one of these days they'll release that on single as well. I think in 1970 they've got that one is slated to be released on a White Whale single there. Great tune there. Dave the Ray loves that record. It's called Is It Any Wonder? Now, what you're wondering is, with all these records just piled up in the Relics Rarities Vault, the No Static 60s Attic, every week, Day the Rave selects one record to be my Discovery of the Week. And you're probably wondering, which record? What is going to be Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week this week?
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Well, wonder no more. Got the star of the TV show Wild Wild West with this great tune from 62.
How many hearts have you broke today? How many loves have you thrown away? How many lips have you led astray? Well, baby, just keep it up. You'll be sorry someday. Well, how many tears did they cry for you? And how many times have you'll
Dave the Rave Discover the Week out there. Thanks to Brett out there in Pacific Palisades, California. That's Bob Conrad from the Wild Wild West of the tune called Keep It Up, written by Barry DeVorzin and Chandler. Of course, Barry DeVorzin from Barry and the Tamerlanes there. And I love that tune. I love that record there. That's my discovery. Bob Conrad, Warner Brother record label, tune called Keep It Up. Sounds from 1964, song called Two Broken Hearts.
Relics and Rarities.
Listen to the production of this song. Think of the Strange Loves and the McCoys.
Thank you.
producers Feldman, Goldstein, and Goddard, who had produced The McCoys and The Strangelove. You see what they did to Little Eva? Gave her a real cool rendition of the Benny King song there, Stand By Me. All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express. Dave the Rave says, pack your bags. It may be cold where you are, but we're heading down south. Going down to Miami. Going to visit with the Reverend Wayne Cochran. Guy with that big white hairdo.
Going back to Miami. Going back to Miami. Going back to my girl. Going back to my girl. I said I'm going back to Miami. Going back to Miami. Going back to my girl. Going back to my girl. I gotta get back to my baby and take her in my arms again. I gotta get back to my baby. I ain't seen her since I don't know when. I gotta get back down to Florida and lay out in the morning sun. I gotta get back to Miami and count a whole lot of money. Gotta get back.
White James Brown there, that's what they used to call it there. Wayne Cochran, that's a classic there, Going Back to Miami. If there's something you'd like to hear on Relics of Rarities, you can contact me at DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Relics of Rarities Vault is now closing up. We'll see you sometime next week. Until then, keep looking always for Relics and Rarities.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.